From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a guilty verdict in one of the scandals involving former lobbyist Jack Abramoff.
But first to Baghdad, where the Pentagon made this announcement today.
Coalition forces have in fact recovered what we believe to be the remains of our two soldiers that have been missing since Friday night when their traffic control point came under attack in the vicinity of Yousafzai.
Those two soldiers were Christian Menchaca and Thomas Tucker, both with the Army's 101st Airborne Division. Joining us from Baghdad is Scott Peterson, a reporter for the Christian Science Monitor. And Scott, what more is the Army saying about these deaths?
Well, not very much, actually. Most of the details that we've been getting, and it hasn't been much, actually, has been coming more from the Iraqi side. They are speaking about the remains of these two soldiers showing signs of torture, that they had been brutally killed, and of course the suggestions that have been coming from statements claiming responsibility from Al-Qaeda-linked websites are indicating that these two men may have been beheaded as well.
Who is claiming responsibility?
Well, the primary claim of responsibility has actually come from one of the successor to Mustafa al-Zarqawi, who, you know, we're not even certain who he is yet. There are two names that are being used. Both of them may not be real, in fact, but basically the death, the beheadings of these two soldiers is being claimed in his name.
And do we know how the two soldiers were first captured?
Well, it sounds like the stories that are measuring up and seem to be standing up are that on Friday evening at around dusk, there were three Humvees at a single location in Yousafzai. This is an extremely dangerous area that's south of Baghdad. It's an area that, along with several other cities, are kind of known as the Triangle of Death. A lot of kidnappings have occurred there in the past. And so they were apparently manning a checkpoint. There was an attack that caused the first two Humvees to go after the attackers, but apparently the third Humvee was attacked before it could follow along. Normally, of course, U.S. soldiers would always have enough firepower, they would always keep in enough of a group to avoid just this kind of occurrence from happening, kidnapping of some soldiers and killing of others.
And it is indeed very rare for an American service member to be captured and killed.
Well, this is really only the second incident of its type, which is extraordinary, to have taken place over the last 3 years, in fact, the second or third, I believe. And that really goes to indicate how, you know, what a hard target American forces have made themselves. You know, what it means is that insurgents have targeted much softer targets, such as Iraqi police formations, Iraqi checkpoints, civilians in many cases as well. And so we've seen civilian numbers go up. We've also seen the number of Americans dying really being kept to, you know, what the military probably considers to be an acceptable number relative to the number of American forces actually on the ground here.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Scott Peterson is a reporter for the Christian Science Monitor in Baghdad.